I am sincerely grateful, Madhavananda Prabhu, that you have so kindly included me in this most auspicious and sacred event where we have come together to honor His Divine Grace, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. We have heard of his very unique relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had circled the world, opened centers in almost every continent, had millions of his books distributed. And when he came to Vrindavan in 1974 and met Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada simultaneously reciprocated with him as a dear friend and simultaneously his spiritual master. I'm remembering my first meeting with Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. I believe it was in 1982. I was with Brahmananda Swami Maharaj at that time. And the two of us went to Bhuvaneshwar. At that time, Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj was living in that little simple hut. If I remember, there was no electricity. There was just a little lantern on like a little crate that was being used as a table, and so many papers. And he was immersed at the time, it was evening when we came, in translating Srila Prabhupada's books into the Odian language. His simplicity completely charmed my heart. He was sitting on the floor, and the reception in which he received us, I was feeling it was like the interactions of devotees in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was so much respect, so much affection. In every way, he was going out of his way to make us feel comfortable and to make us feel how happy he was that we came. I was especially observing the interaction with him and Brahmananda Maharaj, because Gaur Govinda Maharaj was respecting Brahmananda Maharaj as one of the senior most disciples of Srila Prabhupada. He was actually the first temple president of ISKCON at 26 Second Avenue. And he was so often with Srila Prabhupada as a secretary. And Gaur Govinda Maharaj was just showering so much respect and affection on Brahmananda for being such a senior, intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada. And at the same time, Brahmananda Maharaj was so humbled by that, because he had personally eyewitnessed how Srila Prabhupada interacted with Gaur Govinda Maharaj in a friendly and loving way that was unique among all the disciples. He was born a devotee to great Vaishnav parents. From his time in the womb, he was hearing the pure chanting of the holy names. From his earliest childhood, he was hearing kirtan, performing kirtan, going village to village, spreading Lord Chaitanya's message. From his early childhood, he knew Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was living completely renounced. And Brahmananda Maharaj, when we were going to Bhuvaneshwar, he was telling me how we were going to visit Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. And he told me some of the background of his life and how he was a completely, totally surrendered devotee to his Guru Maharaj. And Brahmananda Maharaj was completely humbled by Gaur Govinda Maharaj, and Gaur Govinda Maharaj was completely humbled by Brahmananda Maharaj. And in this way, there was an absolute void of any type of ego. Each one just wanted to appreciate the other, because each one knew how much Srila Prabhupada loved the other. And I remember thinking at that time, I believe I had just taken sannyas that year, a little earlier. I was thinking that they're seeing from the perspective of Srila Prabhupada. They're not seeing from their own perspective. Each are seeing how Srila Prabhupada cared for and loved the other. And that's something that is so important among devotees. There was an experience I had personally with Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj on that first meeting. And it was the same experience I had in all the other meetings I had over the years. It was mystical. He gave so much appreciation and encouragement to me that he really made me feel that my existence in ISKCON, my being a disciple of Srila Prabhupada and the service I was rendering was so very important. When we feel that what we're doing is making a difference and important, it is a great empowering experience. And he made me feel so important through his appreciative, encouraging words. But simultaneously, his example, his humility, his knowledge of the scriptures, his realizations of Krishna consciousness, and ultimately his pure unalloyed love for Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev, it made me feel totally insignificant. Now, when both of these experiences are happening simultaneously in the heart, it's wonderful. He's simultaneously making me feel so important and totally unqualified and insignificant. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he would tell me sometimes when we would meet that Srila Prabhupada gave him three instructions: to translate all of Srila Prabhupada's books into the Odian language, to build and complete the temple in Bhubaneswar and preach throughout Orissa, and to preach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message all over the world. The instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave Gaur Govinda Maharaj are so much reminiscent of the instructions that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada gave to our Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Govinda Maharaj's surrender was complete and absolute on all levels, from the core of his heart to his every word and his every action. I saw the austere conditions he was living in 1982, and it was far more austere previous to that. There was very little help that anyone was given. He never complained. With total gratitude and surrender, whatever the results were, however people treated him, he was surrendered to fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desires. And he would tell me how it was so important to him in his love and surrender to Srila Prabhupada that the people of the world, in the present and for all time to come, should have total faith that Srila Prabhupada has given and is giving us everything. That there is no shortcoming, there is no lack of the highest realizations of prema bhakti in Srila Prabhupada's teachings, Srila Prabhupada's books, and in Srila Prabhupada's example. And so much he told me of his enthusiasm and his empowerment to excavate Srila Prabhupada's books and extract, you know, the essence. And of course, everything in Prabhupada's books is the essence, but he would magnify certain sections of Srila Prabhupada's books that sometimes when we would read, we didn't really notice so much because he wanted us to know that everything you need to know always is in Prabhupada's books. And here it is. Everything you need to know to attain the highest revelations of Goloka Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada has given us. In other words, his whole life and soul was to inspire devotees to have this complete faith in Srila Prabhupada. And he could do that practically like no other because he had such total faith in Srila Prabhupada. And that faith was expressed in the totality of his mode of surrender. Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, so exalted. And in any situation he was put in, he was simply a lover of Krishna that was totally fearless because of his faith and his love. I believe it was 1994. It was the first time I was invited to attend a GBC meeting. And when I walked in, Gaur Govinda Maharaj was speaking. He was speaking so forcefully. He was so senior in every way, in his knowledge, in his years of practicing Krishna consciousness, in his love for Prabhupada. But at the same time, there was so much humility and respect. how to have total courage to speak one's mind, and at the same time have the humility and the respect of Amani Namana Dena. Gaurgovinda Maharaj would often cite this verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Trinarapi sunichena taror iba sahishnuna. Amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Gaurgovinda Swami Maharaj, he lived that verse. For the rest of us, we're trying to practice that verse in order to please our Guru and Krishna. For Srila Gaurgovinda Swami Maharaj, the manifestation of the truth of that verse was simply an outpouring of his love for Krishna. And his deep understanding of the very heart of Srila Prabhupada's mission and Srila Prabhupada's teachings. He was born and spent his entire life in the service of Krishna. And in 1996, on the centennial of Srila Prabhupada and the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, completely immersed in speaking the most confidential pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and how Krishna manifested the form of Jagannath, overwhelmed by Sri Radha's love. It was speaking that story and hearing the holy names of the Lord that he departed from this world. More than anyone, through his teachings, his writings, and his life, Gaurgovinda Maharaj revealed the supreme importance of Sri Jagannath Puri and Odisha. Srila Prabhupada built his international headquarters in Sri Mayapur, Navadvip Dham, and thousands of devotees come every year for the festivals. And Srila Prabhupada built the Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan, and so many thousands and thousands of devotees are coming to Vrindavan. At the same time, the greatest portion of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela in Jagannath Puri. And many of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supremely most intimate empowered devotees were from Odisha. Gaurgovinda Maharaj really revealed to our movement, and he's revealing to the whole world, the great treasure of significance of the eternal Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. When I read some of the beautiful books that Madhavananda Prabhu and your God brothers and God sisters have published of Gaurgovinda Maharaj's talks, We could feel this experience that Gaurgovinda Maharaj, when he's speaking, his heart, his soul is in the Gambhira. Along with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Ramadharma Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's revealing the feelings, the lessons, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within that most intimate part of his life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent almost 12 years of his life in the Gambira, tasting the sweetness of Sri Radha's love. He gave us, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, he gave us the essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. And I could always feel Srila Prabhupada's inconceivable appreciation and empowerment toward Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. And today, in your presence, I'm truly feeling completely insignificant in every way, just remembering the glorious, loving, devotional service of Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. And there's no happier state of mind than humbling oneself at the lotus feet of such a great Vaishnav. Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. I thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Radhanath Maharaj. I remember listening to you reminds me of some lectures sometimes our Guru Maharaj would give, and he would start and he would say, I feel confused. I feel like I'm standing on the ocean and I don't know where to jump in. This Gaur Leela is so vast. And also your talk was just a complete feast for the heart. And you said so many wonderful, wonderful things, but I would like to just give a little reflection on some of the messages that really touched my heart from it. I feel like you gave a window into the hearts of a wonderful Vaishnav Sangha, Sangha that I'd never heard about before, between one of my greatest heroes, two of my greatest heroes, my Guru Maharaj, of course, but another is Brahmananda Maharaj. And it struck me very much how you were saying that the two of them, they were seeing from Srila Prabhupada's perspective. I found that very, very deep. This is the nature of a true disciple. As individuals, we have our psychophysical nature. We may agree or disagree or not be comfortable with someone. But when we follow Guru, and Gurudev enters into the heart of that disciple, Vishrambena Guru Seva, as Rupa Goswami says, then the disciple starts seeing things from the perspective of the Guru. And I so much appreciated your description of how both of them were so humble and loving with the other one, understanding how much Srila Prabhupada loved that other devotee. There's so many things I could go on and on and on. We have a lot of speakers tonight. So many things that I appreciate so much. And Maharaj, I especially appreciate you. You're the embodiment of Mahaprabhu's mood of encouragement to others. You've personally encouraged me so much. I remember in Jagannath Puri when you picked up this stray dog in 1996 or 97, and you kind of took him with you out of your compassion. That means so much to me. You've always encouraged us. We're in Puri because of your encouragement. We're trying to do something. We hope very much that you come and visit us there also. I'd like to give an invitation to the devotees at this time, because it's a very rare and special opportunity to get some association online, as it may be, with Radhanath Maharaj, with such a high caliber Vaishnav. If anybody has any reflections you'd like to offer, or perhaps questions, just briefly to Maharaj, please, you can go ahead and type those things in. Or Radhanath Maharaj, perhaps you have some other comments you want to finish with.
I'm so grateful to you, Madhavananda Prabhu. You've really taken Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj's mission of love as your life and soul, and I thank you for that. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, in every sense, was truly an acharya. How he was so learned that every single word he spoke, he could support with our Vaishnava scriptures and Vedic evidence. And Sharanagati, when he would give his lectures, it was simultaneously so sweet, and it was like electrifying, like a thunderbolt sometimes. And it had the effect of awakening our devotional service. And when he would sing the beautiful songs, he would spontaneously, as he was giving classes, spontaneously, he would erupt with enthusiasm and chant Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans, or Bhakti Vinod Thakur's bhajans, or Lochan Das Thakur's bhajans, or verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. He was an embodiment of spontaneous love, yet always humble, always respectful, even in his most courageous times. He embodied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spirit, and that was how he surrendered his life to Srila Prabhupada. It was just extraordinary, and each and every one of us is unlimitedly fortunate that either directly or indirectly we could be in the presence of such a pure, empowered acharya in the service of Srila Prabhupada.
One message that I get from you a lot, from your heart and your expressions today, Maharaj, is you continually to speak about the humility and the respect that you saw in the behavior of our Guru Maharaj. And I find that so beautiful. And just as you said, how my Guru Maharaj and Brahmananda Maharaj, we're seeing each other from the perspective of Srila Prabhupada. We also, as disciples and followers of our Guru Maharaj, we want to learn more about his perspective. And it's very valuable, you sharing his comments about his humility and his respect to others. I can't thank you enough for that. There's a few comments I'd like to address to you. We're, by the way, just breaking the rules. Rules are meant to be broken, especially when you're with Rabindranath Maharaj. Abhay Nimai Prabhu, your disciple, lives in Vrindavan. He's written some comment. I'll go ahead and read it out. It says, Jai Guru Maharaj, my humble obeisances to you. Gurudev, you're my Diksha Guru. And Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj is our Siksha Guru. Do you have any instructions for us to combine your mood and his mood?
My mood is I'm praying for and aspiring for the day when I could truly be a servant of a servant of a servant of Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj.
And Purushottam Tirtha, my famous mouse-like, lion-like roaring godbrother, comments, Maharaj, your words are just a stream of nectar growing into our hearts. And Dina Dayadri Mataji comments, Dear Maharaj, please give us your blessings to see with our Guru Maharaj's eyes, to feel that we are doing important service for him, but at the same time realize how completely insignificant we are. Please kindly give us your blessings. Beautiful comment. And our godbrother Pushkaraksha Prabhu, you may know, he's going to speak later tonight. Pushkaraksha Prabhu is the first Western disciple of our Guru Maharaj. He has some very wonderful memories. He's saying, all glories to the non-envious devotees who can glorify a pure devotee. Actually, we can't glorify a Vaishnava if there's envy in our hearts. It's not possible. And it's so wonderful to hear someone of your caliber, Maharaj, and such a quality of heart to glorify something is so very, very nourishing to us. I can't thank you enough. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you.